This is the Composer's Datebook for January 17th. I'm John Burge. When Time magazine chose Albert Einstein as their Person of the Century in 1999, their profile cataloged his achievements in physics and philosophy, but made no mention of Einstein's interest in music, or music's interest in him. That's where we come in. In addition to being a brilliant thinker, Einstein was a talented amateur violinist. On this day in 1934, he even performed the second violin part of Bach's Double Concerto at a private recital in New York to raise money for scientists who had suffered at the hands of Hitler. So, was Einstein any good? After that concert, the Musical America critic wrote, "The press had been asked not to criticize Professor Einstein's playing. Unofficially, however, they confessed to being impressed. He played, according to their report, as all great artists play, with technique, expression, and a complete absorption in his music." And Einstein himself has inspired more than a few musical works. The 1976 opera Einstein on the Beach by Philip Glass, for example, features a solo violinist dressed as Einstein who wanders in and out of scenes. Music from that opera was quoted as an in-joke during a TV commercial showing Einstein trying to choose between Coke and Pepsi. And which did he prefer? Well, Einstein said, "It's all relative." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.